With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The Federal Advisory Council on Historic Preservation held a meeting in Shodo Wednesday evening on proposed drilling on U.S. Forest Service land in the Badger to Medicine area. The council is trying to understand how and if the exploration of natural gas can comply with the National Historic Preservation Act. Wayne Donaldson is the chairman of the advisory council.
I want to stress that the purpose of the meeting is to obtain input on the effects of the proposed drilling and associated activities on historic properties and any possible steps that could be taken to avoid, reduce, or mitigate adverse effects.
The advisory council will pass the information gathered in the hearing to the Secretary of Agriculture by September 21st. The Agriculture Secretary will then pass a larger report onto the Department of Interior, which will decide if the natural gas leases in the Badger to Medicine should be canceled or how drilling can begin while minimizing the impact to the land. Although the loudest voices in opposition to drilling have come from the Blackfeet tribe, who sees the land as sacred, other residents of northwest Montana showed up at the meeting to protest the oil and gas leases. About 50 people came. Among the 30 who spoke was Michael Jameson with the National Park Conservation Association.
But the reality is that we are being compromised and mitigated to death. It's a one-way street. We transfer and transform agricultural and open space lands into residential and commercial lands, but we never, ever transfer residential neighborhoods back into open space, and we never turn a well site into a sacred site.
John Weaver is a senior conservation scientist with the Wildlife Conservation Society.
The Badger to Medicine, as you can see on this map, is a critical strategic component of a much larger landscape known as the Crown of the Continent ecosystem, and the Badger to Medicine is the heart of that superlative landscape of international value.
Retired Forest Service biologists, university professors, longtime residents, a state senator, and lawyers stepped before the advisory council to urge for the cancellation of the leases. Tim Presso works for Earth Justice.
You've come here to an amazing place. I know your hearings are rare, but this one must be especially rare because you sit on the edge of one of our country's last great undeveloped spaces, a tract of largely undeveloped public land stretching from the Canadian border to McDonald Pass that contains almost all of its native fauna intact, and as the events we've already seen today demonstrate, is the home not only to a historical but a living cultural overlay that is extremely rare in our world today. And this whole undeveloped space is an increasingly rare commodity in our crowded and developed world.
Speakers overwhelmingly opposed any drilling in the Badger to Medicine. The one voice arguing for the oil and gas leases was Mountain State's Legal Foundation lawyer, Steve Lechner. Lechner says his client, Solonex LLC, has waited long enough to use its permit to drill in the Badger to Medicine.
Up there in the north where the well is located, that area has already been disturbed by human activities, modern developments, the railroad, the highway, power lines, forest roads and trails, communication towers. Moreover, at most, our activities would, Solonex's activities, would disturb 23 acres of the 165,000-acre TCD. This is 0.014%.
TCD stands for Traditional Cultural District. The Interior Department says it will decide to either cancel the leases or start developing a plan for drilling on November 30th. On Tuesday, Solnex's lawyers asked a judge to reject the government's timeline on that decision. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.